take a few minutes to close with a meditation that's beginning to work with some of this fractal consciousness. So if you can just allow yourself to close your eyes, have a soft gaze to the keyboard or to the floor, and let's begin with a deep breath. A deep clearing breath and feeling yourself relax on the exhale. I'd like you to allow your awareness to center yourself in the heart. Just become aware of feeling your body, feeling the energy of your body, feeling your breath, feeling your body supported by the chair or the cushion, scanning your body all the way down to your toes, feeling your toes, just feeling the life energy in your toes, your legs, your abdomen, your chest, your arms, your head. Your body is comprised of 5 × 10⁻²⁷ atoms. That's 5 billion atoms. So how many is that? How can we even get our head around that number? Imagine for a moment that each atom in your body was the size of a pea, the little green food that we love to eat. So each atom is the size of a pea. How big a pile of peas would we need to equal the number of atoms in your body? Suppose you filled your entire house, floor to ceiling, with peas. Do you think that would be enough? Not even close. Suppose you filled every building in a gigantic city like New York City, all the skyscrapers, top to bottom, fill them with peas. Would you have enough to equal the number of atoms in your body? Again, not even close. So suppose you covered the entire United States with peas up to your neck. So the entire continental United States is covered with peas, 5 feet deep. Would this be enough to equal the number in your own body? Not even close. Now suppose you cover the entire planet, not just the United States, but all the oceans, 5 feet deep in peas. The entire surface of the planet is covered. That's a lot of peas. Would that be enough? Not even close. It would take 1 million planet Earths, each one covered, the entire surface covered neck deep in peas, to equal the number of atoms in your body. Now consider just one of those atoms. Imagine it as a single atom in the tip of your finger right now as you sit there. And imagine that you can zoom in on this atom just like we did in the fractal diagram. So zoom in on this atom in your fingertip so that it becomes the size of a soccer field. So the electrons are sitting on the goal lines. You've blown this one atom up so big it's the size of a football field, and on the goal lines are the electrons, and right in the middle at the 50-yard line is the nucleus. So the electrons are on the goal lines, and they're about the size of footballs. And in the center is the nucleus, and you go to the 50-yard line, and to find it, it's tiny. It's the size of a pinhead. And even though it weighs 1,800 times more than any of the electrons, it's much, much smaller. And everything else is empty space, nothingness. So in that little atom in your fingertip, most of it is empty space. And the same is true for your whole body. Your whole body is mostly empty space. These tiny little protons, nuclei, and electrons, and everything else is empty space. So if you squeezed out all the gaps in your body, squeezed out all the empty space so that you compress the matter into one little tiny bit, it would be smaller than the tiniest speck of dust that you could see. It would weigh the same as you do, but it would be a tiny little speck of dust. So you are mostly empty space. Your body is almost entirely empty. And those little specks of protons and neutrons and electrons, what are those? They are made of light. They are basically manifested as frozen light, according to the formula E equals MC squared. So your body consists of 5 billion, billion, billion tiny glistening jewels of light, separated from one another by vast expanses of empty space, because that's the nature of each atom and the molecules. So to the inner eye, your body looks like the night sky. These jewels glistening with vast areas of empty space or darkness between them. So you are literally a miniature galaxy with billions upon billions of points of light, just like tiny stars, all held together in this vast, empty inner space. You could think of it as something like a child's dot figure, a huge array of dots. And when you connect those dots to make you, what is it that holds it all together? It's love. In science, these connecting forces are given various names: electromagnetic, gravitational, strong and weak nuclear forces, but they're all just so many forms of love. You are made of tiny points of light, all woven together by love in a perfect tapestry. And this love is the same love that holds the planets and galaxies together. You are a galaxy of light knit together by love. And you are held in the embrace of love by the Earth, which is held in the embrace of love by the Sun, which is held in the embrace of love by the galaxy, which is held in the embrace of love by the universe, which is held in the embrace of love by the infinite, ineffable divinity or God. There's a Sufi saying, "I was a hidden treasure and longed to be known and loved, so I created the universe." Feel this treasure now that is you. Feel yourself as the unique and precious treasure that you are, one with the treasure of the universe. The secret song in your heart is the entire universe singing. So we can gently open your eyes now.